Good morning, Big Town Men. Travelling through one of the sections of road that I just fear and loathe. The kangaroos are back in the area, or the region. Saw a mother kangaroo and a joey. I know the place, forget the name, but they were just sort of standing off in the bushes on the side of the road. Basically, there's a lot of sort of morning sort of fog. Not fog, but haze in the air, you know. And fuck me. So I was slowing down so I could find, you know, for a level crossing and bloody what an old guy taught me about 4 months, 5 months ago, you know, he said that the kangaroos up here, if they've learned to be afraid of fucking cars that are slowing down where they are. The car had just gone meow and just driven past, they'd ignore it, but as soon as they see one slowing down, they think someone's going to start shooting them, so they all fucking run for their lives. And I was just sort of, I was coming to a level crossing and I was kind of slowing down, looking for a place to sort of, you know, sort of getting ready to pull over very shortly. And fuck it, these two. I reckon the joey would have been about 9 months old. It's long, too big for the pouch, you know. Big enough to be sort of nearly an adult, but, you know, well out of the pouch, you know. But not quite big enough and old enough to be sort of separating from the mother as its own specimen, you know, part of the herd or something, you know. And, she would have been about 5 feet high, you know. You know, standing upright, you know, 5.5 feet, maybe. But that's what happens, is when kangaroos are well nourished, they don't put on fat, they put on muscle. So they start to become really fucking, you know, like bodybuilders, basically. And, this thing was about 5.5 feet, if it was maybe standing still and up, straight up, you know. And when they get really, really solid, they're like beer kegs. And I just went, where the fuck did that come from, you know? And, fucking bouncing beer kegs. And, very short, just sort of. Because they have this coat, you know, that's designed to sort of blend in with everything sort of natural, you know. Unless they're out in the field with sort of moderate length grass all by themselves, they can just blend in with the colour of the trees and the bark and the grass and the fucking, the shadows and the bright bits and, you know, they just blend in so well. You know, So I sort of thought, fuck, that's a really big brew. It's well nourished and it's been fucking, you know, it's probably got one jumping along beside it, 9 months old, you know, and it will have another one in the pouch. And then, you know, growing, and then it'll probably have another fetus up its quacker, you know, ready to fucking pop out as soon as the other one leaves the pouch, you know. And that was good. And yeah, had an interesting day. Got some blood samples taken, or a blood sample taken, and they're testing for this, that, you know, men's health sort of stuff, you know. And that was good. And I gave the woman from India who was taking the blood, you know, taking my blood. She's got a mask on, and she stands at the end of a big room and goes, and they can't fucking hear her, you know. And I gave her some instructions on announcing clearly, you know. You go up to the fucking thing and take a number, and you're the next in the queue. And she comes out, number six, you're really fucking, you know. And you can't fucking hear her. So I said, you've got to speak loudly and project your voice. You've got a mask on. You know, you speak very quietly and you've got a mask on. And no one can hear you, you know. She got a little bit of further counselling on the subject. You must speak up and be heard. And got this, which is actually, given the design, it's actually a pretty good fucking fit, and I can see quite well through it, you know what I mean? A bit of a loss of peripheral vision, but otherwise quite okay. And if I get pulled up, I'll say, it's to scare away the kangaroos. Nah. The truth is, it looks a little bit like the Joker sort of style, copy sort of mask, you know. And it's brand new, and it was going for $2. And it's not really horribly cheap, light and nasty. It's actually pretty good, you know. So I thought, well, it's only $2, yeah, fuck it. Go get it, you know. And I thought about, well, I don't really like clowns. I don't hate them as people. But, you know, I don't hate them as people, but just a sort of, I have sort of knowledge and awarenesses of all sorts of things, and I just think they're all fucking... They're all sort of... Not necessarily creepy, but they sort of give me the creeps. The, I saw a video once of a guy who was doing pranks on people, and there's a suburb of Melbourne, inner city sort of thing, and this guy thought it would be fun to pull a stocking over his head and just walk into, there's little independent sort of shops, you know, mum and dad sort of shops, and just go ask for something, you know, like a pack of cigarettes or whatever, you know, with the stocking pulled over his face. And, you know, I saw this poor fucking guy from Vietnam. He's been robbed before, you know. He's been robbed before, and when that guy walked in with a fucking, you know, stocking, you know, pantyhose type stocking sort of thing, pulled over his head, he just shit himself with fear, you know. And I thought, you know, and while that sort of, you know, that clown mask can be perceived as just sort of fun, you know, just sort of clowning around with your friends, you know, whatever, you know. I think if you're to walk in off the street, especially with some sort of, not necessarily a concealed weapon, but something, you know, under a fucking, you know, your hand or arm held in a funny way, and you're holding some sort of object that's concealed that could be construed as being a firearm, I don't think that would be funny to scare people like that, you know. Yeah. And today's talk, I had dealings with many, many years ago. I had dealings with a girl who, we used to catch the same bus. I mean, there's only one bus in and out of town, or out in and out of this particular town a day. And, you know, and I could see her mother was not a good person. There's a lot of really sinister sort of mind fuck stuff going on there, you know. And, you know, it was just a bad all-round sort of scene. I wonder what that cunt's doing. Excellent. Yeah. I don't mind a little bit of wrapping or something, just straight out paper once in a blue moon. blowing out of the back of the ute, you know. It's fucking paper. Paper is trees. You know. But overall, I don't particularly approve of it, but, you know. And, yeah, so anyway, back to this girl. And for about a year and a half or something, she's got a mother on a fucking case at home. And so she's just really just depressed from that. And I don't know what's happened to her father. Whether the mother's, you know, it just has that toxic mother feel about it, like bad, you know. And all the kids at this particular school were being real bastards to her. And so, you know, for about half an hour or so, we were together on the bus, and I'd use that time to give her some sort of pep talk and some sort of uplifting experience to sort of say, well, you know, like, you can't directly call her mother, you know, a cunt, you know, but you can say there's a lot of really good options in life, you know, if you tune into them, you know, they can be fucking really brilliant, you know, you can get a lot of help for a lot of issues. It can be really good, you know. And, you know, what are your life plans? And, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that, you know? So, you know, that was pretty positive sort of stuff. And, of course, you know, making sort of better than weather sort of conversation with her, trying to cheer her up a bit, you know what I mean? Oh, he's a fucking pedophile. He's harassing that girl, he is. All the fucking cunts that go on, you know. And, anyway, I hadn't seen her for about 10 years. And, our paths crossed. And I asked her, I thought, oh fuck, is that definitely fits the fucking profile, you know? From being, say, 15 or 16 to being like 25, 26, you know? And, so, I said, oh, are you the girl I used to talk to on the bus? And she immediately denies it, you know. And her physical attributes, meaning her height, her weight, her head shape, her eye colour, all that sort of stuff, there's not many people on the face of this planet that fit that fucking, those dimensions, you know. And of course, she denied it. So, yeah, I talked to her another time. I said, I thought you was a school, that girl on the fucking bus, you know. Yeah, you know, the poor kid was fucking hard done by, you know, a bad mother that was always on a case and fucking things weren't right at home and bloody getting picked on by the other kids at school and stuff. So I used to sort of give her a bit of a pep talk and try and cheer her up and that, you know. And she was just, you know, I didn't tell her that I knew she was lying, but I just put it out there, you know. And yeah, about a month later, our paths crossed again. And, let's pause this for a bit. back again. Flashing sign saying we're going to set fire to everything so it doesn't burn when it gets really hot and really dry. It's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah, so after a few more weeks, another month or so, our paths crossed again and she's gone. She's gone and got a big gold ring through her fucking nose. And I thought, really, how fucking, you know, how sort of stupid do you have to be to do that, you know? So I had a bit of a talk with her. I said, you know, getting that ring through your nose is a really bad idea because it's, you know, it's sort of, rather than sort of, I forget the exact sort of speech, but it was basically, you know, it's just sort of showing that you damage sort of goods, you know what I mean? It's like a giant red flag. I don't know how to live life well, you know, so I'm going to do what all the other really damaged people do instead of fit in with everybody, you know, instead of working on my own issues, you know. And, well, something along those lines, basically, you know. Women who sort of cover themselves with tattoos and get, you know, nose rings and, you know, have coloured shit in their hair. It just starts to look really crazy, you know. And of course, she didn't want to hear that at all. And, you know, and I thought about it, you know, our interaction was brief. And I thought about it and I thought, well, you know, the opportunity might arise in the next couple of months to sort of sit down with her and have a really sort of solid talk on life issues. But I thought, well, she's not interested. You know, her habitual default type thing is to be a fucking ingrate, to not make the most of it, to not really make the most of a situation, just, and I don't mean it in an exploitive way, but to to capitalise upon a, you know, to exploit the situation, you know, and go out and get, have a really good life rather than just, this is, I'm going to do all, the only thing I know what to do because this is all I know, you know, and that's just going to lead into sort of further sort of disasters and complications and problems and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, the old thing is, like, I kind of thought about it and I thought, well, you know, you can try to help some people, but it's kind of like, if they don't want to listen to you, they don't have to. As my good old gay sponsor, Les, was prone to saying, you know. Or said on occasions. And I thought her dishonesty and her being really sort of fucked up is so fucking entrenched. It's like it's coded into the core, you know. She can't she can't sort of perceive anything outside of that really sort of narrow sort of tunnel vision, you know. She can't comprehend it, she can't deal with it, you know. In a kangaroo infested area. Slowing right down. There's a few, I think. And yeah, I sort of decided to sort of let it go, other than a cheerful "how you doing," you know what I mean? "How you doing? What a lovely day. How are you doing?" Yeah, you know, just superficial fucking shit like that. Because, you know, you can't sort of, if, unless they're sort of drowning, they're not going to grasp, they're not going to let go of what doesn't work and try to grab onto something else that does work, you know. Unless she's sort of drowning in her own shit, you know, the bullshit that comes through the generations, the fucking, you know what, oh, there's another kangaroo. You know, what goes back to the grandparents and the great-grandparents and, or the great-grandparents and all the culture and society, and then the grandparents and all the culture and society, and then the fucking parents and all the culture and society. You know, there's no point. You know, there's no point in sort of trying to get your hooks in to force change, you know, or to make her see, you know, how fucking, how valuable these life lessons are. You know? And if she doesn't want to listen, she doesn't fucking well have to. So that's, you know, in a sense, she means nothing to me. But if you get that track record of it being a really fucked up person that comes from a fucked up family and has all these fucked up bullshit relationships going on, you know, and then starts getting tattoos and piercings and all this sort of stuff, I sort of say it from the position of some sort of compassion and some sort of understanding, but I've kind of grown up with all that fucking shit, and I was able to retain some kind of sense of self through all of it, you know, and I think that's what sort of separated me from a lot of other people who are just so affected by that, that they're just, they're products of the programming, you know. And they can't separate themselves out of it. And, yeah. So I just made the decision, just let it go, you know. You know, and when you, it's like that sort of thing when you do really nice, decent, good things for people, and then there's no fucking gratitude, and when you sort of ask them, "Was that you, the one I used to talk to on the bus, you know?" And they just fucking lie. Automatically, that sort of tells you pretty much, you know, what you need to know, you know. And a lot of the people who this person hangs out with, you know, they're all fucking, you know, self-medicating on tobacco and alcohol and fucking gossiping and all sorts of really unhealthy stuff, you know. I talked to a young guy today. I said, "Are you smoking, are you?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "What the fuck do you want to do that to yourself for, you know?" And he says, "Oh, you got to die or something." And I said, "Yeah, but the point of being alive is to sort of live a really good, healthy, happy life for as long as you can and not kill yourself along the way through doing dumb shit like smoking, you know? I mean, if you don't smoke, you could live to 70, 80, 90 years old, but if you smoke, you know, you could be going over with cancer at 35, you know? 25, 35, 40, you know, heart attacks and cancer, you know? And, he didn't say it like that. And I thought, well, that's this young woman's fucking peerage, you know? So I just guess, you know, go there for a nice fucking coffee on the way through, you know, once a month or once every 2 months or something. You know, it's a really nice coffee for an early start. You know, on a long trip, that's really good, you know. But once every month or two, you know, it's gonna leave it at that. Oh. And I felt like having a bit of a chat and a bit of a sort of a... So I like playing pranks. I like playing pranks on people, but they've got to be genuinely funny, you know? And they've got to be sort of kind, and they've got to be sort of caring, and they've got to be sort of humorous, and people get the joke, you know what I mean? Not to sort of, not to treat them like fools, you know? Because that's bad, you know? To make someone an object of ridicule, that's bad, you know? I was pulled up in this fucking town, you know, having a sardine with some rather excellent hot Australian chilli sauce. And this woman pulls up, you know, she gets out of a car. I said, "Hey lady," I said, "your back wheels are going round, you better get that fixed." She goes, "What?" I says, "Yeah, that's pretty serious. You won't, you know, because the joke's in doing it. You know, the joke's in trying to keep a dead set serious straight face, you know." And so she swallowed the hook, you know. And she comes out of where she was, you know, 5 minutes later, and she goes, "Oh, what do you mean my back wheel's round?" I said, no, your back wheel's gone round. It's very serious, you know. And she goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "You know, it's a condition that tires develop, and it's very dangerous, you know. You want to take that to..." She says, "Oh, well, I'll get it looked at when I get it serviced." I says, no, you need to take it into a tire repair place tomorrow, you know. So she's fucking him. I said, oh yes, it's very, very serious. And she swallowed it, you know what I mean? She swallowed the bullshit. I said, take it into like a bow repairs or some professional tyre, you know, place, you know, and just tell them, you know, that my back wheel's gone round and they'll know what you mean, you know. A poor thing. You know, that's a good harmless prank, you know, it's a big laugh. Of course, there's been other women, you know, I'll do it once every, you know, 3 or 4 years or whatever, you know, or 5 years. And of course, there's, you know, been, you know, other women are saying, ah, oh, fuck off, you're pulling my leg, you know. The more savvy ones don't swallow the bullshit at all. But you know, it's good fun, you know. Yeah, so what horrors await me now, you know? Yeah, in that song, you know, it's in my mind, it's in my heart, this is where we all come from. Da 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 da. And this version of the song has the work, the Nazi army sort of video in the background. So I support, you know, I think I don't sort of have any sort of favourites, you know. I think humanity has the capacity to be cunts and there's all sorts of intrigues and behind the scenes issues going on, you know. And all sorts of people are all sorts of cunts, you know, so the Jews are cunts, the fucking Nazis are cunts, the Soviets are cunts, you know, fucking everybody's a cunt, cunt, you know, here a cunt, there a cunt, everywhere a cunt, cunt, old humanity had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, with a cunt, cunt here and a cunt, cunt there, here a cunt, there a cunt, everywhere a cunt, cunt. Alright, gotta go guys. You have a good day.